How you guys doing today? It's good. Got a good opponent this week. Traveling out to Seattle, should be more like a real preseason game with a lot of big crowd. So we're excited about the opportunity to get out there and get a chance to compete against them.
What did you see out of Bauer in the opener against Buffalo?
I thought he did some good things. I mean, there's definitely a transfer. You can see some of the things we did through the start of training camp in the offseason. Doing it the way we wanted to do, and you know, he did some good things as we progressed through, and we got some things that he's got to definitely keep improving on.
Hey, George, you get to see much of McKenzie out there?
What do you think? I thought he did a good job. One thing he's been is he's being pretty consistent right now with the technique and the fundamentals, and doing a good job mentally with the calls and communication. So we just look for him to keep, you know, keep that consistency going and keep getting better at the things we're asking him to get better at. I think, you know, what you've seen out of Exum is we've tried him at a couple different positions. He's been in the system for a while. Again, like you said, he's healthy, which adds to it. But he's done a good job of what we're asking him to do right now with the different hats that he's been wearing at practice, from whether it's playing underneath in coverage or playing back, you know, in the middle of the field. So, you know, he's shown the ability to be able to do that thus far. And we just look, as we keep progressing through this process, to see the consistency show up. Well, everything for us is built off competition. We believe what we see out here on the practice field. We believe what, you know, comes to face in the game. So, you know, with those guys, we just look for them to keep competing as we keep going through this journey through the preseason, and, you know, look for them to keep being consistent with what it is we're trying to get accomplished out of the position, and just look for them to keep growing with the experience that they're getting in these games. You'd have to talk to Coach Zimmer about that to see what it is. All right? All right.
Why is that such a secret?
It's no secret. It's just everything goes through the head coach as far as that's his decision to tell you what's going on with injuries or anything that's going on with us as a staff.
Run defense. It looked like there were some issues early on.
Well, that's one thing we definitely have an emphasis on. We realize that we've got to stop the run in order for us to be able to pressure quarterbacks. So that's definitely an emphasis for us this whole offseason going into training camp, and it's something that we'll continue to work on with the fundamentals and techniques of each position. We're going to have to, you know, be able to stop the run some with seven in a box, and guys realize that, and, you know, we have to be violent to get on and off blocks and be able to make plays where we're not giving up big yardage on first and second down and make it in a third and manageable situation. I think it was a coordination of things, whether guys were in the wrong gap, whether guys, you know, weren't getting off the block, were just trying to handle their, you know, responsibility. I think it's a matter of us just schematically, guys feeling a little bit more comfortable, especially with our younger guys, of what we're teaching and what we're expecting out of the position and the techniques. Sometimes it is. First time we really had, other than the one time in training camp where we had some live tackling. You always worry about that in the first preseason game, but they seem to got acclimated as they got out there and they got going. So we just got to keep emphasizing those things, taking good angles, getting everybody to the football with our pursuit, and hopefully we'll continue to improve. Yeah, he's done some good things as we went through the training camp, and in the first ball game, I think we got a good evaluation of where he is and where he's starting and where we need to go from there. So he's got a list of things that we've talked to him about that we look for him to improve on as we keep going through the preseason, and hopefully we'll get better, you know, continue to get better each and every game. We've moved them around some, you know, sparingly. That's the big thing, I think, with us schematically, is that we see a guy's skill set and we try to move him, you know, to try to utilize his skills to help us. So we've tried a couple different things with him. He's primarily been a three technique, but shown ability to move around and do some other jobs. Yeah, we're going to see a couple of them this week. Yeah, it will be. I mean, of course, in our division, we've got some quarterbacks that are able to, you know, get out of the pocket. So that's something that, you know, we have to prepare for and see twice, t- twice a year, you know, out of two teams. So for us, it'll be critical to, you know, with this, well, he's very special in the pocket. He has a good feel for the pocket pressure, and we got to do a good job of rushing him and keeping him contained and not getting too high and allowing him to step up and run the ball.
I know you guys don't typically game plan for preseason. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think each week we have a rush plan, and when we have a mobile quarterback, of course, you know, we're going to talk about our rush lanes and those types of deals with the front. But again, this is the preseason. We're not doing a lot of, we're not game planning. We're really just knowing we got a mobile quarterback and know what we got to do as far as a rush plan.
Did you see Sim get a little more aggressive defensively, throwing blitzes, maybe than in other preseason games in that opener?
There was we blitzed quite a few times last week, but I think it's good for the evaluation to see what our players have retained and what they can take to the game and go out and execute. So we got in some situations that were good to see them respond to those situations.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
All right.